Welcome to the Career Mentor Podcast, a program of Hunger for Success, a nonprofit organization devoted to helping people find and keep family wage jobs. Your host, Brad Lebowski, President and Chair of Hunger for Success. Welcome back to the Career Mentor Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Lebowski, President and Chair of Hunger for Success. And today, for the month of April, we're going to talk about self-promotion, a job that you like, that you're working in, that you would like to get more responsibility or possibly supervise others. Just give you a few recommendations on best practices on how to do that. First of all, you want to be really clear on the results of your work. Very specific, quantitative. Really be able to measure those results and talk about them in a professional, clear way, not, of course, an arrogant way. But when you're talking about your results, talk about the teamwork that was required to obtain those results, your level of collaboration, your ability to work well with others. These are attributes that really help you with the self-promotion aspect. When asked, well, who did you work with and what was it like? Make sure you have some specific examples to share. Names of specific people, times, places, what you talked about, what worked well, what didn't work well, what problems were you able to resolve, and what problems could you not resolve? These are very important things to talk about. Self-promotion is also the ability to convey to others that you can build relationships successfully, both personal, professional relationships at work you can build professionally, showing some ability to do, again, to collaborate with others, also possibly to lead others. The other thing to think about is improvement. How can you improve your own performance? How can you improve the performance of your department, of your company? And then what does that look like? How do you get that feedback? How do you understand what it is that's required to make improvements? And what does that process look like? Is it a 30-day process? Is it a 90-day process? What's involved in doing that? Also, being able to continuously improve in terms of self-promotion could be things you've done on your own, could be training, could be certification classes, could be something that the company provides that you attended, or online training or college training that you're doing. Perhaps you're teaching, and that gives you some experience on how to work with others. But that continuous improvement part really helps people to understand, okay, if something's not working well, or you believe something could be better, how would you go about doing it? Who would you work with? How would you structure your time and your efforts to get that done? At the end of the day, self-promotion is important because sometimes managers don't recognize your unique contributions. Maybe that manager is not necessarily trained or skilled in personally or professionally developing their team. So instead of sitting back and taking a passive response, self-promotion is really preferred to show some initiative, how you can help, how you can take on more responsibility, how the people that you work with would not only sponsor, but celebrate you getting more responsibility or being promoted, or maybe doing something different in the company that is a higher level than what you're doing right now. Sometimes looking for a new job isn't as good as developing the job that you have, so long as you enjoy it, you find value in it, and that you're able to contribute to the company, to your team, and that you're able to be successful in that role, in that culture. So a lot of people think, well, self-promotion can sound egotistical. It could sound like people elaborate things to make them sound better. It's not what we're suggesting. What we're suggesting is your real good description of not only the specifics of what you accomplished that are measured, right? 25% increase, 20% more customers, whatever data you have, but in the same breath, talk about the collaboration it took to get there. Talk about the teamwork and how you were involved with that team and what your specific roles and responsibilities were. This will be very helpful in developing you not only as a professional, but within the company to take on more responsibility or manage others. Some of you may say, well, you know, I'm not interested in getting promoted. I'm not interested in taking on more responsibility. My manager every now and then says I did a good job or thanks me, but I just stay quiet and do my work. And that's not really good enough in today's economy and employment landscape. It's really important for you to highlight your results, one, to document them for yourself, but two, make it known that you are accomplishing things. Don't take for granted that your manager notices all your accomplishments or is recording all of your accomplishments. So please keep that in mind, that even if you don't want to get into a higher position or take on more responsibility, self-promotion is important to make sure the people that are around you and the people that you work for understand that you're measuring the outcomes, the success of your work, and that you're good at it. Now, if you have any questions on how to do that, or you have concerns on how to do that, concerns maybe about the right audience to do that with, check us out on our website. It's the word help, the letter H, the number 4, the letter S.org. Engage us, talk to us, ask questions, and we'll be happy to help. Because again, we are a free for life service. So we look forward to hearing from you. We appreciate you downloading and listening to us. Again, my name is Brad Lebowski, President and Chair of Hunger for Success. This is the Career Mentor Podcast. We look forward to hearing from you soon, and thank you for listening.
This has been the Career Mentor Podcast, intellectual property of Hunger for Success. All rights reserved.